Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
Welcome to episode 17 of the Golf Podcast. We're going to be talking a bunch about our 2014 preview here, right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to start watching golf on the weekends and getting back into the fantasy world of golf.
Yeah, it's a short off season, but it feels long.
It is short. It's like a few weeks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's all. And in fact, this was the first year that some of the FedEx Cup, some of the what we're going to be talking about, the 2014 FedEx Cup, some tournaments, you know, last month counted towards that, right?
Yeah, right when the FedEx Cup playoffs ended in, I believe it was September, or late September. I think there was a break, 1 week, 2 weeks, and then they had four or five tournaments that were part of the fall series. Now they got this new wraparound schedule. So 2014 actually started with those fall golf outings, like the Fries.com Open and things like that. And then it's going to swing into January 3rd, which is right around the corner, where they head back out to Kapalua and they have the Tournament of Champions, and then they get right into the full speed of things. Before you know it, you got the Masters in April. So it moves quick.
It does. And some of these guys, you know, they'll go off and play like the Australian Open. And we watched a couple different things like that, the race to Dubai.
Right.
But then a couple guys got to get a little bit of a jump up on the FedEx Cup points because they played. I mean, those are, you look at the lineup in those couple of tournaments at the end of 2013 that counted towards this year. And there wasn't a very challenging field there. But a couple of these guys were able to pick up quick early points. Ryan Moore, Jimmy Walker, those types of guys.
Yeah, that's a big help. I mean, because now what you got is you got January coming around. You got all the big names. The fields are going to be stuffed, you know, from Tiger to Phil all the way down, Stenson, you name it, Scott. And then it gets harder and harder. And, you know, it's a grind. And we were just talking about the fact that the biggest prize in golf is granted in September, you know, the $10 million FedEx Cup. So that's what these guys, you know, they gear up for. They gear up for that, the endorsements, things like that. And I'm excited to watch these guys play. Guys like Keegan and all the young guys out there that are trying to really make it on tour. That's what gets me fired up.
Yeah, it seems like we've got some of the best, you know, field out there, the most competitive field I've seen in a long time. I mean, even the guys coming up are challenging, you know, the best in the world. Big one being Spieth, you know, what he did at the end of the year and, you know, winning Rookie of the Year, jumping on the President's Cup. And I know we're going to talk later about a couple of guys that we have to watch out for, but he's going to be a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll save this for when we talk about, you know, who we got our eyes on in 2014. But there's so many names out there of people that you and I have been watching last year. We've made a couple of fantasy picks. Our team has made picks about these guys. They've come out of the woodwork and have won, like Billy Horschel and guys like that. So there's a lot of nice, quote-unquote, sleepers out there that I think are going to have a big year. And, you know, some of the big names, which I also think are going to have a pretty big year, too. So I can't wait. I can't wait to see those guys back out there.
Yeah, and let's talk for a second about fantasy golf, because this is something that I know is growing massively in popularity. You know, pretty much everybody plays fantasy football. You know, you get the guys who toy around a little bit with fantasy baseball, but fantasy golf is growing dramatically. And for anybody who doesn't know, we've talked about them on the podcast before, but one of the big things that our staff does is we do weekly fantasy golf picks and really dive into extreme depth on those. And we had one heck of a season last year, picking 38% of the winners, which is never easy when you look at the field. And some of these guys come out of nowhere and win these. And you got a tournament every weekend, you know, factoring in weather. We cover that. We cover weather, histories, courses, things like that. But it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of great prizes to be had out there. I know a couple of our favorites are, for instance, GolfZing. Now, GolfZing, they have quite a few people. They have it's free, right? They have a free fantasy golf, Mike?
It is free. It's free, and it's the format there is you just pick seven players, similar to what Golficity's fantasy golf picks looks like. If you haven't seen that, check that out, because what Golficity does is we pick seven players, our top five, our best five, and then we throw in a couple of sleepers for you. So basically, you just log in there every Tuesday or Wednesday before the tournament kicks off on Thursday. You select seven people and hit submit, and then, you know, you're in there. You're in there with 3,000, 4,000 people. And, you know, whoever racks up the most money, whose guys make the most cuts, things like that, you know, it's cool. They throw at you weekly prizes, you know, tee times. I think the major tournaments, you get some type of a club if you win, like a driver. And I think the end, if you win it all, which I almost did with Golficity's picks 2 years ago. I came in 15th out of, I think it was 5,600 people. And I was 14 places away from the $2,000 golf trip anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, whatever it was, final prize. So I almost made it. You know, the picks were stellar, and but not quite.
That's amazing. And we just for comparison, we ran our picks again last year, and I think if you went with just Golficity's picks for the year, you would have been in the top 50 in that league out of like 4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a fun, but there's a couple other guys that run them as well. I think you can play on PGA Tour's website. Yahoo has one, and we'll put all those in the show notes. You can get to that by going to golficity.com/episode17. But if you haven't played fantasy golf before, I encourage it. And if you want to really get competitive, I definitely would encourage you to sign up for a Golficity premium membership. It's, you know, it's $29.95 a year, and you get picks for every PGA Tour tournament from January until the season wraps up. And now the seasons don't seem to ever wrap up, so they just keep going and going. And what we're also going to do is a little bit of a bonus for any of you early birds. If you use the discount code 2014preview, you can receive 20% off your membership. So that brings down your membership for the year to about $23. So it's $23 well spent, especially if you're competing for the prizes out there. And I will put that in the show notes as well, and that'll be on the article. And we have one article in particular we were talking about where we covered our preview for 2014. The way you can get to that is by going to golficity.com/2014. And a lot of the stuff that Mike and I are going to talk about today is going to be on there. But going back to what you said, I'm excited. I love watching it. You know, you play golf as often as we do. You're going to enjoy watching it on TV, watching it played at its highest level. And one thing that I would say for sure is if you've never had the opportunity to attend a PGA Tour event, you know, live, like in the flesh, be there, try to do that if you can do it, because Mike and I do, and it's a great experience. We were we talk all the time about how we're in the, you know, North Jersey, you know, New York City type of area. So we covered the Barclays when that came around last year, and Mike, that was, to me, that was one of the best experiences I've had.
Yeah, you know, that's great. I mean, I've been to the Barclays many times, and you know, Frank, next year they're coming to our backyard.
Yeah,
good old Ridgewood, New Jersey Country Club.
I could ride my bicycle there.
Yeah, so that'll be fun covering that. That's such a beautiful, beautiful club. But it's such a great event. I mean, the great thing about golf is that professional golf, if you're a fan, it's great for the fans because it's the only sport where you can really interact with the players. You know, you can't really run down an NFL game and grab an autograph or snap a photo. But, you know, these guys, they're focused out there, but they're kind of laid back too. And, you know, if you catch them on a good day, you know, they'll sign anything you give them. They'll maybe let you take a photo. You know, they love their fans, and you know, the whole day is great. The whole venue, the way they set it up, the way the course looks, it makes you so jealous. I mean, how beautiful was Liberty National last year? I mean, I wanted to just lay down on the fairway and take a nap.
Amazing. Yeah, we kept saying, I just wish I could tee off right now.
Exactly. You know, but you know, it's one thing to go to these events, but like, I want to follow through and actually play one of these courses, you know, preferably maybe like a couple of weeks after, or I don't know if they'll let you on before, but no, those events are great. I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, that would be excellent. And, there's a lot of good things. I mean, it gives you a real perspective getting to see them. Like Mike said, you're right up close and personal. I mean, you're standing like you would be standing next to your buddy on the tee box when they're teeing off on the weekend. I mean, you're that close. The little ropes they put out, you're standing right next to them. You could talk to the guys. And a little thing to try too is if you can get a day off work, try to go early. Go on Wednesday during the practice round, or go on Thursday during the first round. Everything's kind of a little bit more laid back than it is on Sunday. There's not as many crowds. You're not fighting crowds to get around, and you can kind of get up close. You know, a lot of guys will bring, you know, different things, like Mike said, to sign, hats, things like that. You can get a lot of autographs, but it's just a great perspective. It's fun to watch on TV, but you really, at one time, if you're a fan, you got to experience it and be there. It's just something that I would definitely encourage everyone to do. So Mike, let's talk a little bit about 2014, what some of the things that we have to look forward to. We saw a lot happen last year. We saw, and we'll talk about it in a minute, we saw Tiger really make his comeback. We saw Rory floundering, but he's since picked up his game a little bit. But the first one we mentioned in the article is Keegan. What do you like about Keegan?
I love the fact that this kid is pumped up out there. You know, he puts his heart and soul into it. You know, just watching him 2012, the Ryder Cup, when he was teamed up with Phil, you know, watching him win a tournament or getting close to win, and just the way he really gets involved. You know, he's a great player. He's got, you know, that pre-shot routine we were talking about last week's episode, you know, that can make some of the stuff he does out there is kind of awkward, but it's funny. You know, it makes for good TV. And, you know, he's a great player. I mean, he's a big guy, drives the ball well. I think that he's consistent. You know, he didn't really add a win last year, which kind of, it's tough for me to, you know, to have him on this list, but I think that, you know, the 2011 Rookie of the Year makes the Ryder Cup the year later, and he's won a couple of events. I mean, this kid is pumped up to play, and I think you'll see his name a lot in the Golficity fantasy picks.
Yeah, and you know what? It's true. He didn't pick up a win last year, but what I do like is that you can see, I mean, he started off, he came out hot in 2011, Rookie of the Year, but he's improved every year. If you look at his stats, I mean, I was on his website the other day, and it shows each, you know, each year, and he picks up a couple more top tens every year. He's consistent. He's focused. He's locked in, and he's fun to watch. You know,
did he especially always have that pre-shot routine, like even back then?
I think he always has. Yeah,
probably,
I mean,
forever, right?
Yeah. Call him hyper focused or whatever. It's fun to watch, but I really enjoy watching him in the team settings. You know, President's Cup, Ryder Cup, you know, that's where you really see the intensity show through. He seems to play well in those team settings.
Right.
But definitely. And then we have another Ryder Cup coming up in 2014, right? Because last year was the President's Cup, 2012 was the Ryder.
Then we go back overseas for the 2014 Ryder Cup, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing to look forward to this season. Another one we talked about is Matt Kuchar.
Kuch seems to always be up there in the runnings in every tournament. I mean, last year, you know, he was huge as far as fantasy points earners. He finished the season with, I think it was 8 top 10s and 2 wins. You know, it's not too shabby, you know, on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
You know, in the last 4 seasons, you know, he's had, I think it was 37 top 10s. So in the last 4 seasons, he's finished within the top 10 37 times. You know, he's always smiling out there. You know, we think if this guy gets off to a hot start again, I mean, he can be in contention for a major win. Masters, no problem. I can easily pencil this guy in as a possible winner for an event like the Masters. Big stage, calm and relaxed. You know, he's the 7th best golfer in the world for a reason. So, you know, Kuch is great. I'm a fan of this guy, and I think, you know, you can learn a lot from watching him play the game, too.
Yeah, he's rapidly developing himself into Mr. Consistency. You know, he's somebody you can rely on. You look back at our fantasy picks, you know, the Golficity picks through last year, and you see his name popped up a lot of times, and it paid off a lot of times. All those top tens, I mean, that's a lot of fantasy points there. And yeah, absolutely. He's somebody I could see winning a major as well. He's got the composure for it. He's got the swing for it. So it's something that I could see him being in there. And he had some decent earnings last year. I think he netted himself about $6 million in earnings.
Yeah, that works, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's got a great we always talk about pre-shot routine because everyone has one, and it's different and it's unique. Take a look at Kuch when he's on the tee box, or before any shot, actually. He lines up his shot, and I don't know if you noticed this, Frank, but he slowly plicks the club. I think he's like 3 inches off the ball, off the ground above the ball, and then he brings it back and swings. It's really strange, but hey, man, $6 million, it works, right?
Yeah, and speaking about earnings, let's just talk about the big one, Stenson.
Yeah.
That was a payday.
That was nice, huh? I mean, what was he didn't make much noise early on, and then all of a sudden the summer rolled around, and then every word in PGA Tour, you heard Stenson, Stenson, Stenson. So, you know, I mean, that's a year. I mean, I don't know if we want to highlight this guy, Frank.
And, you know, in a bit, it reminds me of Rory in 2012. Remember when he came on strong in the end and he was unbeatable in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Stenson. I mean, he came out, you know, real hot in the at the end when during the FedEx playoffs, won a couple there, you know, pretty easily just seemed to clinch it. He won the FedEx Cup. We, you know, we had him, we picked him. Big payday, you know.
16, what was it, 16 million all in?
That was 16 million for on the season at the end. It was $10 million payout for the FedEx Cup, plus he made six over the course of the year, and that includes all the wins at the end of the year. I think 90% of that was made in the last month.
And I don't think this guy has much in regards to endorsements. I don't think either. So I mean, I think he's right. I mean, I'd hate to see Stenson end up like Rory of 2013. You know, have a monster year in 12, get a gazillion-dollar contract from Nike, and then just fall apart or just disappear.
Yeah, I hope not. But you know what? He kept it going even after the season. He won the race to Dubai, the European Tour Golfer of the Year. He won a couple more tournaments, and he just kept it going. So let's see. I mean, he's only really been off now for about a month, and he's going to be right back at it. I didn't get the chance to see if he's going to be on some of those first couple, like in Hawaii, but I'm sure he'll be around it. And I think he's got the chance to carry it forward. Just the way he's playing, he's just got a very – he's got a smooth swing. He's got a, you know, very – a lot of accuracy about him. I can definitely see him continuing on with that. The other big one to talk about is definitely Tiger. I mean, you can't talk about 2014 without talking about Tiger, because last year would be the year you'd say he was officially really back. You know, he reclinched number one. He had five wins. He just, you know, it was a heck of a season for Tiger. And I definitely think, and you and I talked about this, and we were both on the same page. We think this is the year that he gets another major.
Yeah, I would say 2014 would definitely be his year. I said 2013 would. I mean, he came close, I believe. I think it was the British Open. But, you know, he's just playing like old, you know? I mean, just watching him play. When he's on, Frank, it's unbelievable. Like, no one can catch him, you know? And you know, major or no major, I mean, what is he, 79 total wins now, all time?
Yep.
I mean, you and I, we like to fight sometimes to break 80 or whatever, 85. He's 79 PGA Tour wins. It's unbelievable. I know we'll see 100 in our lifetime. I think we will, as long as his joints don't give out on him, which they're starting to already. But, you know, when you see names like Tiger and Stenson in the field, odds are our picks are probably going to have them in there. You know, I think both those guys are going to have great years, you know, so...
And it's obvious that Tiger has really shifted his focus towards those majors. And even you could see back in 2013, the whole season, he was really, you know, hyper-focused on the majors. He, you know, some of the tournaments you'd notice, he wasn't in the field. He was just getting warmed up. I think it's going to be the same way. Like Mike said, when he was on, there was those five tournaments he absolutely dominated. Just those couple of... The majors, he didn't quite have it. I mean, they had the incident at the Masters last year where he almost was disqualified for that drop.
Ball drop, sure.
Yep. So it's just one of those things. I think it's just a lot of pressure was on him. You know, Tiger's always handled the pressure well. But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
He just needs to catch it just right just once when his game is on and nobody's going to stop him. As strong as this field is and all these guys we're talking about, Tiger's got the experience. I think it's his to win.
Yeah. You know, I mean, even last year, that ball drop incident, without that, I think he wins the Masters. Because I think he finished in seventh. He was right there in the top 10. I'm not going to say top five, but he was definitely in the top 10. And then I think he finished in the top three over... in the British Open. So he's in contention in these things. And he issued a statement earlier, I think maybe a few weeks ago, on his website, that he's like super excited about these this year because he's won at three of the four venues where majors are held in 2014, Augusta, Valhalla, and Royal Liverpool. He's never won at Pinehurst, but he says he's close enough. He's finished there, you know, on second and third and a bunch of occasions. But, you know, Tiger can win anywhere. It really doesn't matter where.
Right.
But I love to see his confidence, and you know, maybe he's maybe he'll be a little more relaxed. I think he does get a little too focused on that major win because a lot of people, that's all they talk about with him, and it kind of gets annoying after a while because the guy still wins five tournaments a year, But, you know, expect big things from him as long as he stays healthy. That's the key thing with Tiger.
Absolutely is the key. And the other thing, too, is what you mentioned. He one big stat for Tiger is that he wins, you know, at the courses he knows. There's a couple courses he does well on. You know, you'll if you really look at his stats, you'll see it's a lot of it is repeat wins on some courses he just seems to own. So the fact that, you know, there, three of them are places he's won, I think it's going to be great. I agree that there's a little bit sometimes too much talk on him. Sometimes I think that even overshadows some of the other big stories because everyone is hyper-focused on Tiger. But, you know, he's right on Sam Snead's heels. He has 82 wins, Tiger with 79. I definitely see him at least tying that this year. But somebody, you know, going on to the next guy, somebody who wasn't overshadowed because it was a story in and of itself at the Masters was Adam Scott, the first Australian to win the Masters. And Adam's, you know, he's had a heck of a season as well. His game is put together. One thing that'll be interesting is that he is going to have to switch from that belly putter soon. I don't know when he's going to start working that out of his game.
Yeah, what does he have, a couple more years?
Yeah. I think it phases out in 2016, you had said, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I'm curious to see when some of these players are going to start, you know, converting.
I would imagine some guys figure, you know, they'll use it as long as they can, but there's going to be other guys who are going to say, you know what, I might as well start getting used to something else. I don't know.
It's
I mean,
call, it, you know, it's like you go with what you know until it's, you know, until they say no.
Right.
And then you switch over, or do you prepare for the switch over? I guess, you know. I'd stick with it for 2 years. If I was playing belly putter and they were getting rid of it in 2016, I'd stick with it till the end of 2015. Absolutely.
Look, in the way that Scott was playing last year, you know, he's not going to want to put it down. He's six top tens, $5 million in earnings in 2013, almost won the Australian Open, came in second place, sole second to Rory, who's another one who'll be interesting. I think you get something like the Australian Open, something away from the PGA Tour, a little bit of the pressure is off. He's playing well. And towards the end of the season, he was starting to play well. We saw him at the Barclays. I think Rory picks up at least one win. I don't know if you'll see him go back to that dominance that you saw in 2012. You never know. Anybody can get hot. But he's going to start to be more towards the middle of the pack. I could see absolutely see at least, you know, a couple top tens out of him and probably a win. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we'll definitely be looking out for Rory. Another one's going to be Justin Rose, Jason Duffner. You know, all these guys, they're going to be in the mix. You start rattling off these names and you realize how competitive the field is right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're playing fantasy golf or when you're, you know, playing with the guys in the office, whatever the case may be, keep an eye on the guys that you don't normally see on the top of the leaderboard. There are some studs out there. We have what we call our bonus picks. And every week we do our sleeper picks, which, you know, believe it or not, our sleeper picks have won tournaments.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
We had Jordan Spieth win in the John Deere Classic last year. Sure enough, he won it. He won it in a playoff over Zach Johnson, who we also had as one of our picks to win. So in our top seven picks, we had the guys who finished 1 and 2 as a result of a playoff. You know, he's a young kid, rookie of the year last year. He was captain. We talked about him earlier. He's a stud on tour. Him and guys like Jimmy Walker, who I believe's in the top spot for FedEx Cup points at this point, heading into the wraparound into January. This kid, Frank, we had Walker in our picks multiple times. I remember seeing his name all over the place from, you know, from sleeper picks up to picks to win, things like that. And he's already got a win in the books. I mean, he's 4-for-4 in cuts made in these fall series. And he picked up the win at the Fries.com Open. So, you know, these guys aren't done. They're young, and they got a long way to go on tour. They want to get endorsement deals spad too, and they want to stay in the limelight. So definitely keep your eye out for some of those young guys.
Yeah, and that fall series, the more we think about it, the more I think it really does mix things up a bit because you get these guys who play, you know, a couple of those late tournaments, and they're coming in, you know, ahead of everybody else. And those points, they get tight at the end of the season. So I think more and more you'll see some of the bigger names start to come back and play those late season tournaments. I think that's the point of it, that they want to bring in the big names. But speaking of a couple other big names we didn't mention, one definitely Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, what a great year he had last year.
Absolutely. You can't forget the British Open. I remember watching that, the way those The way those greens were rolling, the fact that you can make a putt at all amazed me. And what he, the putts he was sinking, you know, his game is, to me, it's as good as it's ever been. And I think you'll see him in there in the mix. You're going to see him win at least one or two. And he's going to be right there for all these majors as well.
Yeah, I mean, did he win the British Open without his driver? I think he left it home, or was another tournament.
No, I think you're right. I'm trying to remember whether he just went with a much higher loft, like it was the loft that was an equivalent to a 3-wood, or if he went with something like a 3-wood. The conditions there were amazingly challenging. I can only imagine what we would shoot if we were out there.
Yeah, plus Mickelson also carries about 6 wedges and, you know, every right. degree. Plus, I heard his putter loft is greater than his driver loft.
Yes, that's one of the most interesting, I think, stats out there. The fact that he uses such a low-lofted driver. But people don't think about it, but putters do have loft.
Yeah.
You know, it's only a couple degrees, but if you're talking about using like a 7-degree driver or something, it's like swinging a brick wall.
Right.
Then, yeah, it's possible that it could be. So there's him, and another one that definitely mentioned is Hunter Mahan. He came out playing really well early in the season. He was in the mix a few times. I could see him doing well. It makes it fun. It makes it difficult, these the fantasy picks, but it makes it a lot of fun. So again, look, if you're in a league, you decide to try it out, and you're struggling and you want a little bit extra help, make sure you check out our weekly fantasy picks. On there, we have a free preview every week that goes through in depth, you know, last year, what happened, weather predictions. We talk a lot about the course because that matters quite a bit. And then for any of our premium membership, we actually give out the picks. And for that, we start to look at histories. We look at whose game fits different courses well. That's how we ended up finding like Spieth to win the John Deere, is looking at his game and saying, you know, that he fits well there and stuff like that. Right, Mike?
Yeah. You know, we go in depth for a reason, to bring you guys the best picks we could bring. And the stats have proved it. So, you know, we're excited to get working again.
Yeah, make sure if you do check it out, you know, for our podcast listeners, use the discount code 2014 preview and take advantage of that. That way, whoever wants to grab it early in the season can actually get the most out of the whole year. You know, that about wraps it up for me. I think that there's a lot to look forward to in 2014. I can't wait. That's when my most jealous time seems to be in January, when we're here in the cold and we're watching these guys in Hawaii and working their way up the West Coast. But I'm looking forward to having, you know, golf back on TV and watching these guys. How about you?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, we got no football left here until the Super Bowl for our teams.
Yeah.
So I'll be excited to, you know, to watch these guys.
Yeah, so we encourage you to check it out. Also, weigh in. We want to hear what you're excited to see in 2014. Post your comments on the 2014 preview article. You can get to that by going to golficity.com/2014. You can also leave us your messages on Facebook at facebook.com/golficity, or you can tweet us at golficity.
Frank, Mike, can we give away a free membership tonight?
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Here's what I want to do. I want to throw this out there. First person to tweet us at Golficity your pick for the 2014 FedEx Cup champion. Can't be Tiger Woods. Give us a real pick, and let's give him a free membership.
Early pick to win it. I like that. They don't have to win, right?
We're not going to wait 11 months to give you the prize.
Yeah, that we would have to give away a car or something. You pick that this early. Forget that. No, that's a great idea. Let's do that. You know, make sure after the podcast comes out, when you tweet us at Golficity, like Mike said, give us your pick. Let us know who you think, and we'll let you know. We'll send you a message. We'll send you a free membership. That way you'll have your fantasy picks all year. So definitely check that out. Again, visit us on the web at golficity.com. And next week we'll be back talking more golf tips. In the meantime, we're looking forward to 2014, and we want to hear your predictions. So make sure you leave us your notes. Mike and I will see you again next week.